Chapter 4. Winter in Brooklyn. In January, it was icy cold in the mornings as Eilish went to work. Everyone in the streets was hidden under thick coats, scarves, hats, gloves and boots. And all Eilish could see was their eyes. It seemed impossible to imagine a time when it was not so cold. One evening, as Eilish was going upstairs to bed, Mrs. Keough opened her sitting room door and whispered to her to come in. She pointed to an armchair near the fire and Eilish sat down.
"You mustn't say a word about this to the others," Mrs. Keough began. "They don't know, but Miss Keegan is leaving on Monday. I want you to move into her room in the basement. It's the best room in the house. The biggest and the warmest, and it has its own door from the street. Leave your suitcases outside your room on Monday morning before work, and I'll move them down for you."
"Will the others be annoyed that I'm getting the room?" Eilish asked.
"They will,"
Mrs. Keough said and smiled at her. Then she stood up, and Eilish knew that she should now leave. As she went upstairs, Eilish thought that perhaps the basement was really small and cold. Mrs. Keough might be making a big secret of it so that Eilish would not have a chance to argue. She began to feel worried. On Monday evening, when Eilish got back from college, Mrs. Keough was waiting for her in the hall. She gave Eilish a key and whispered to her to go back outside and down the steps to the basement. When Eilish got there, she found Mrs. Keough already waiting inside. The lamps were on, and the room looked like something from a painting, with its beautiful dark curtains and a fireplace with wood ready to light. It was twice the size of her old room. Eilish knew that all the other lodgers would want it. Having this room would make trouble for her with them, and she was sorry that she had not stayed in her old bedroom.
"If the others ask, just say that your room is being painted," Mrs. Keough said.
"It's always better to be honest,"
Eilish said to Mrs. Keough, standing up tall and trying to feel confident. She could imagine Rose saying that.
"In my experience, that only works some of the time," Mrs. Keough replied coldly. Then she went out, shutting the door loudly so that the whole house would hear. Eilish knew that it would not be long before the others began to ask her questions. So she was not surprised when Miss McAdam spoke to her in the kitchen one evening.
"Do you know why Miss Keegan left?"
Miss McAdam said.
"Why should I?" replied Eilish.
"Everyone else knows. Miss Keegan has gone to Long Island. A man followed her home."
Miss McAdam's eyes were bright.
"It happened more than once. She didn't know him and called the police about him, but they couldn't do anything. So she's moved in with her brother and his wife. Mrs. Keough wanted me to move into the basement, but of course I wouldn't. None of the others would either. So she put you down there."
Eilish did not know if this was true. Perhaps Miss McAdam had made up the story because she was annoyed about Eilish getting the room. In the days that followed, Eilish watched the other lodgers carefully, but she could not make up her mind. She did not have one friend among them. After Mass the following Sunday, Father Flood told them that there would be a dance in the church hall on Friday nights to raise money for the poor. All the lodgers decided to go. Eilish went with Sheila Heffernan and Miss McAdam because Patty and Diana wanted to go to a bar before the dance. They spent a very long time getting ready, screaming and laughing together, and finally appeared in beautiful American dresses that looked nothing like Eilish's old dress from Ireland. She was the only one who had not dressed up or put on any makeup. Even Sheila Heffernan and Miss McAdam wore smart dresses and makeup. It was a terrible evening. Eilish did not dance at all, and Sheila Heffernan and Miss McAdam
spent the whole time complaining about Patty and Diana. Eilish promised herself that she would never go to a dance with them again. At work on Monday, Miss Fortini had news.
"There's going to be a big change in the store," she said. "A lot of coloured people are moving into Brooklyn, and we're going to welcome coloured women to shop here. This is going to be the first store on this street to sell Red Fox stockings, the stockings that coloured women want. We may lose customers, but as always, you're going to be very polite to anyone who comes in."
The next day, two beautifully dressed black women came to Eilish with several pairs of Red Fox stockings. Eilish was ready to smile at them if they looked at her. But the two women carried on talking together, even when she gave them their change. As the week went on, more women came to buy Red Fox stockings. They never came into the store alone, and few of them spoke at all to Eilish. When they came in, Eilish noticed something change inside the store, as the other shoppers seemed to hold their breath and not move. Eilish loved her room in the basement. She loved coming in at night and spending an hour before bedtime reading the notes from her bookkeeping classes. Her only problem was Mr. Rosenblum's law classes, which were difficult to understand. Although she was worried that she might appear rude, she decided to speak to him about a book that she could study for the law exam. He seemed surprised and then worried that his classes were confusing, but wrote down some titles for her and the address of a bookshop in Manhattan. Eilish showed Diana and Patty the address and asked them how to get there. They could not believe that she had never been to Manhattan.
"It's wonderful over there," Diana said. "Fifth Avenue is the most amazing place," Patty said. "I'd love to marry a rich man with a huge house on Fifth Avenue."
At dinner time, Miss McAdam asked Eilish about black women going into Bartocci's.
"Is it true?" she said.
"I heard that too," Sheila Heffernan said in a low voice.
"I wouldn't like to have to serve them in a store," Miss McAdam said.
"Is it their money that you wouldn't like?" Mrs. Keogh asked.
"They're very nice," Eilish said. "And some of them have beautiful clothes."
"So it's true," Sheila Heffernan said. "Then I'm going to pass Bartocci's on the other side of the street."
"I'll tell Mr. Bartocci, Sheila. He'll be very sorry," Eilish said. "You and your friend Miss McAdam are famous for your fashions, like the holes in your stockings and your old cardigans."
Patty and Diana screamed with laughter. Sheila Heffernan left the room, and Miss McAdam, white-faced, stared at Eilish. Eilish had expected Manhattan to be wonderful, not full of dirty-looking shops and poor-looking people, just like Brooklyn. She found the bookshop easily and asked the old man at the desk about the books that she needed. He wanted to know the name of her teacher and told her that he knew Mr. Rosenblum.
"He's very clever," said the old man. "Can you imagine a country that would want to kill him?"
"What do you mean?" Eilish said.
"The Germans killed everyone belonging to him, but we got him out. At least we did that."
"You mean in the war?"
The man did not answer, but looked at her angrily.
"Can you imagine a country that would do that?" he said.
"In the war?"
she asked again.
"Yes, in the war. In the Holocaust."
His face became suddenly softer. Then he hurried away to get her books. At dinner that evening, there was a new girl at Mrs. Keogh's, who had taken Eilish's old room. Eilish had not met her before because of her evening classes. Her name was Dolores Grace, and she was Irish too, with red hair. Eilish noticed that the other lodgers did not speak to her.
Eilish, would you take Dolores to the dance in the church hall on Friday? Mrs. Keogh said.
All right,
Eilish nodded. She had managed to miss the dance last Friday by telling the others that she had a cold, but she could not say that again. On Friday evening at 10, Eilish and Dolores walked to the dance. Eilish was shocked to see Dolores wearing a jacket like a man's, a white skirt, black stockings and a lot of makeup. Dolores kept asking her questions about the dance and the kind of men that went, which Eilish answered politely. She would prefer not to speak to Dolores, but that was not possible. When they got to the hall, they saw Miss McAdam and Sheila Heffernan on the other side of the room. They were still not speaking to Eilish.
They're awful cows, those other lodgers, Dolores said.
After a while, Patty and Diana arrived with a noisy crowd of young people. Eilish saw Patty look at her and make a sign to come over.
You didn't look too happy over there, Patty said when Eilish joined her.
They went to the bathroom together and Patty put some makeup on Eilish and did her hair.
That's better, Patty said,
and led her back to her group in the hall. The music was fast and loud now, and many couples were dancing. Eilish was careful not to look for Dolores. After a while, she noticed that a young man across the room was looking at her, smiling. He was not much taller than her, but seemed strong, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He did not seem embarrassed when she saw him watching her. When the music changed, he came over.
Are you with anyone?
He asked. Eilish noticed that he sounded American.
No, she said.
So can I dance with you?
I'm not sure that I know the steps.
No one does. It doesn't matter.
They moved to the dance floor. He was a good dancer, but she felt that he was holding himself back for her. At the end of the dance, he introduced himself as Tony.
Can I buy you a drink?
He asked. She agreed. If she stayed with him, she would not have to go back to Dolores. The next dance was slow, and Eilish was worried about moving too close to Tony. But he was careful too, and she did not know if he was being thoughtful or if he did not like her very much. He moved confidently to the music, and during the next dance, moved his body closer to hers, slowly and gently, until they were in each other's arms. He looked happy, and she liked that. She closed her eyes and let him touch her cheek with his.
I saw you the first week, but you didn't stay long, and you weren't here last week.
How do you know?
I looked for you and didn't see you.
Then he said,
there's something you ought to know. I'm not Irish, not a bit.
She laughed. You don't sound Irish. So where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, but my mom and dad are from Italy.
What are you doing here? Don't the Italians have dances?
I just thought that I'd come and look at an Irish dance, and I liked it.
Then he wanted to walk her home. There was something so eager and bright about him that she almost laughed out loud as she agreed. It was very cold outside. They walked slowly, close together, hardly speaking at all. When they reached Mrs. Keogh's, Tony said,
can I collect you next week? Maybe we could get something to eat first?
Eilish realized that this was her chance to go to the dance without worrying about any of the other lodgers or pleasing Mrs. Keogh.